If she can knock out a Marine's combat electronics at over 100 meters, how do you know your analysis equipment is giving you genuine readings? Samuel Alexandrovich asked. The two scientists exchanged a glance.
Interference is a possibility we've considered, Yuru admitted. The next stage of our investigation will be to acquire tissue samples and subject them to analysis outside the range of her influence, if she lets us take them. It would require a great deal of effort if she refused to cooperate.
Has she been cooperative so far?
For most of the time, yes. We've witnessed two instances of visual pattern distortion, Dr. Gilmore said. When her jeans and shirt were removed, she assumed the image of an ape-like creature. It was shocking, but only because it was so unusual and unexpected. Then, later on, she tried to entice the Marines to let her out by appearing as an adolescent girl with highly developed secondary sexual characteristics. We have AV recordings of both occasions. She can somehow change her body's photonic emission spectrum. It's definitely not an induced hallucination, more like a chameleon suit's camouflage.
What we don't understand is where she gets the energy to produce these effects, Yuru said.
The cell's environment is strictly controlled and monitored, so she can't be tapping Trafalgar's electrical power circuits. And when we ran tests on her urine and feces, we found nothing out of the ordinary. Certainly, there's no unusual chemical activity going on inside her.
Laurie and Darcy claimed Laffan warned them of an energy virus, Samuel Alexandrovich said. Is such a thing possible?
It may well be, Yuru said. His eyes darkened with emotion. If that creature was telling the truth, he would probably have been attaching the nearest linguistic equivalents to a totally new phenomenon. An organized energy pattern which can sustain itself outside a physical matrix is a popular thesis with physicists. Electronics companies have been interested in the idea for a long time. It would bring about a radical transformation in our ability to store and manipulate data. But there has never been any practical demonstration of such an incorporeal matrix.
Samuel Alexandrovich switched his glance back to the woman behind the transparent wall.
Perhaps you're looking at the first.
It would be an extraordinary advance from our present knowledge base, Dr. Gilmore said.
Have you asked the Kind if it is possible?
No, Dr. Gilmore admitted. Then do so. They may tell us, they may not. Who understands how their minds work? But if anyone knows, they will.
Yes, sir.
What about her? Samuel Alexandrovich asked. Has she said anything?
She is not very communicative, Yuro said.
The First Admiral grunted and activated the intercom beside the cell's door.
Do you know who I am? He asked.
The Marines inside the cell stiffened. Jacqueline Couture's expression never changed. She looked him up and down slowly.
I know, she said.
Who exactly am I talking to?
Me. Are you part of Laton's schemes?
Was there the faintest twitch of a smile on her lips?
No.
And what do you hope to achieve on Lalonde?
Achieve?
Yes, achieve. You have subjugated the human population, killed many people. This is not a situation I can allow to continue. Defending the Confederation from such a threat is my responsibility, even on a little planet as politically insignificant as Lalonde. I would like to know your motives, so that a solution to this crisis may be found which does not involve conflict. You must have known that, ultimately, your actions would bring about an armed response.
There is no achievement sought.
Then why do what you have done?
I do as nature binds me, as do you.
I do what my duty binds me to do. When you were on the Issachar, you told the Marines that they would come to you in time. If that isn't an objective, I don't know what is.
If you believe I will aid you to comprehend what has happened, you are mistaken.
Then why do you allow yourself to be captured? I've seen the power you possess. Murphy Hewlett is good, but not that good. He couldn't get you here unless you wanted to come.
How amusing. I see governments and conspiracy theories are still inseparable. Perhaps I'm the love child of Elvis and Marilyn Monroe come to sue the North American Gulf Central State in the Assembly Court for my rightful inheritance.
Samuel Alexandrovich gave her a nonplussed look.
What?
It doesn't matter.
Why did the Navy want me here, Admiral?
To study you.
Precisely, and that is why I am here, to study you.
Which of us will learn the most, I wonder?
Kelvin Solanke had never envisaged meeting the First Admiral quite so early in his career. Most commanders were introduced, certainly those serving in the First Fleet, but not lieutenant commanders assigned to minor field diplomat duties.